Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2257. The Three-Step Process to Achieve All of Your Fitness Goals by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hi there, and welcome to another Tuesday edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is one of many podcasts where we read to you from blogs for free so that you don't have to read them yourself. Except on Fridays, that's where I answer your questions. Now, to check out our other shows where we read articles to you, just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. But for now, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. The Three-Step Process to Achieve All of Your Fitness Goals by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. No, this is not a joke. You can achieve any of your health and fitness goals by following this simple three-step process. Whether you want to lose fat, get stronger, sculpt some sexy muscle, or just improve your overall health and anything in between, you can do it by following this three-step process. The three-step process to achieve all of your fitness goals. Warning, what you're about to hear may sound overly simplistic, but that's a good thing. Please listen to the following three steps with an open mind, and then you'll see exactly how you can put this into action so you can achieve your goals. 1. Keep things as simple as possible by focusing on the few things that will provide the majority of the results. Before explaining this first step, let's examine two words that get incorrectly interchanged. Please forgive this lesson, but this is important. Simple means plain, basic, or uncomplicated in form, nature, or design. It's used to emphasize the fundamental and straightforward nature of something. Easy is achieved without great effort. Your health and fitness goals can always and should be simple in process, but they may not always be easy to attain. Some effort is mandatory. The important thing, regardless of what your primary goal may be, is to apply the few basic principles that will provide the majority of the results. Doing so means you'll have significantly less stress and fitness anxiety that many diets and grueling workout programs can cause. Sure, it will take effort on your part, but it can be a simple process. To bring this to life, let's say you want to lose fat. I'm not saying you should, this is just an example. Let's take a look at two different approaches to fat loss. Approach 1. Here's a list of to-dos you may find in a typical fitness article about how to lose fat. Eat every 3 to 4 hours. Don't eat carbs and fat in the same meals. Drink 8 glasses of water every day. Eat about 12 calories per pound of body weight. Eat 0.8 grams of protein per pound of body weight. Eat your largest meal after strength training. Include a vegetable in every meal and snack. Make sure there are at least 12 hours between your last meal of the day and first meal of the following day. Lift weights 3 times per week. Keep rest periods between sets and exercises to a minimum. Keep your heart rate around 120 beats per minute. And do cardio 3 to 5 times per week on an empty stomach. And there could, of course, easily be more. Please note, I'm not saying you should do those things. I'm just using that information for the sake of the example. Approach 2. Here's the simplified approach to losing fat. Focus on eating real, whole foods you enjoy. Eat when you're hungry. Stop eating when satisfied. Strength train 3 days per week. Improve your performance gradually when possible. And move more, preferably in a fun way. which approach would you be able to apply consistently long-term? Approach two, of course, because you'll only be focusing on the few things that produce the majority of the results. That's not to say that's all you'll ever have to do. After about 8 weeks, you may need to reevaluate and then change a couple of things. But even then, you should still focus on the few things that will provide the best results from your efforts. When in doubt, simplify your routine as much as possible so you're only focusing on the few things that matter most. You can do this whenever you want to lose fat, get stronger, sculpt some muscle, or just improve your overall health. Keep it simple, period. Now, on to number two in the three-step process to achieve all your fitness goals. Two, be consistent. Doing things for 1 week and even 1 month, despite what many TV and internet ads may claim, just isn't going to work. Real results, long-lasting results, come with consistency. Sure, you can make tremendous progress in only 8 to 12 weeks, but when you do these things, strength train and eat well consistently for the long term, then the results just keep compounding. I'm still surprised at some of the changes that have occurred with my body after 14 years of strength training. Granted, after you train for longer periods of time, the results may be less noticeable, but they add up nonetheless. Your body will likely keep changing for months and even years from progressive strength training. And by keeping things simple, as explained in number one, you're setting yourself up for success because you'll be able to do those things long term. Consistency is key, and that's why it's important to keep things simple so you enjoy what you're doing. You should be in this for the long haul, not a quick fix. And that brings us to three, be patient. We've addressed the many problems with rapid fat loss approaches before. Patience, however challenging it may be, is mandatory. While we all want immediate results for our hard work, it would serve us well to slow down and enjoy the journey. Instead of thinking exclusively about the future when we'll achieve noticeable body transforming results, we need to practice patience. Enjoy today. Enjoy the meals you eat. Enjoy your workouts. Look at the progress you've already made to this point. Be proud that you're stronger than last week. Don't obsess over the future results you'll attain and make it a priority to enjoy the process. Turn knowing into doing. There's a chance you heard those three steps and mumbled, "Ugh, I already know that," and are disappointed that there wasn't some additional information. But more often than not, knowing what to do isn't the problem. The problem is taking action on the things you already know. It's not about gimmicks. It's not about searching for the newest and hottest thing. It's not about some undiscovered miracle that's been hidden up until now. You already know everything you need to know to achieve and maintain the results you want. So if you're not satisfied with your current regimen or you're ready to simplify everything, then there's no better time than now. Determine your goal and start applying the three-step process, and you'll do incredibly well. Keep it simple, be consistent with your efforts, practice patience. You will achieve your goals. You just listened to the post titled "The Three-Step Process to Achieve All of Your Fitness Goals" by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I loved it so much when Nia said, knowing what to do isn't the problem. The problem is taking action on the things you already know. Ain't that the truth? In my experience counseling patients on their nutrition and fitness goals, I've never, ever had a patient tell me that they didn't know they should be eating more fruits and vegetables and moving more. Not one of them ever said to me, really? I should consume less processed foods and more fruits and vegetables? That is brand new information. Why didn't anyone tell me? Again, never happened. So if we know what we should be doing, what's stopping us? Think clearly about this. Write down some of the reasons fruits and vegetables are difficult to fit into our meals and snacks. Why is it difficult to find 10 minutes a day to take a walk? Then come up with, as Nia said in today's post, a simple solution that you can incorporate consistently. It doesn't need to be earth-shattering. Just start. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber or follower of the show. I hope you have a great rest of your day. And really quickly, I want to wish my mom a very happy birthday. And I'll see you back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.